From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. China said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met in Beijing with Chinese President Xi Jinping during a three-day unofficial visit and pledged to work for a denuclearized Korean peninsula. Mr. Xi also accepted an invitation to visit the North, but Tufts University assistant professor Sung-Hyun Lee said he remains skeptical of the North's pledge to denuclearize.
Kim is rehashing what his father has said, what Kim Il-sung, his grandfather and founder, has said, which is that North Korea is committed to denuclearization of the Korean peninsula. But what does that mean? Why don't they say denuclearization of North Korea? We know that there are no nukes in the South.
In Seoul, Unification Ministry spokesman Baek Tae-hyun reacted to the news, saying the improvement in the North Korean-China relationship will be helpful in solving the peninsula's nuclear and peace issues. Chinese diplomat Yang Jiechi is scheduled to brief South Korean officials Thursday. The two Korean leaders are set to meet next month at the truce village of Panmunjom. In Japan, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said his government views the Kim trip to China with extreme interest, but urged no easing of sanctions on Pyongyang absent concrete actions. China said it briefed President Donald Trump on the visit. Several Kenyan journalists resigned Tuesday from the country's top media group, accusing it of allowing the government to interfere with editorial decisions. Maina Kai is a Nation newspaper columnist.
We refuse to continue to clothe the loss of editorial independence and media freedom at the Nation Media Group with respectability.
The eight writers who resigned said the Nation Media Group, which publishes the widely read Daily Nation, is too close to the ruling party. This is VOA News.